Let us pray. Free us from our demons, Holy One, and launch a moment of deep learning in our souls. Amen. You know, yesterday morning I dialed a number and I got the following voicemail message. I am not available right now, but thank you for caring enough to call. I am making some changes in my life. Please leave a message after the beep. If I do not return your call, you'll know that you are one of the changes. Beep! And of course, as we all know, whether we like it or not, changing ourselves is part of learning. And as this month of August begins to wane and we look ahead to September, it's always a time when we think of learning. It's when the young people and educators go back to school. And today our gospel reading tells a story whereby Jesus is learning. Jesus? What? How could that be? Well, excuse me. Guess it chokes me up. Sometimes we need to remind ourselves that our faith tells us that Jesus was not only fully divine, but he was fully human. And here was Jesus that day in our reading from the Gospel of Matthew that Henry Minto just read to us. Jesus was shown to be human. A tired and worn out man, he was looking for just a good holiday, a place to veg out after healing the multitudes and feeding at least 5,000. And it's clear that Jesus really did need some R&R. He needed to be away from the crowds. So he went to the ocean, to the town of Tyre, as Henry said, T-Y-R-E, which is located in what is now known as Lebanon. And while it was a very appealing place to go, it was also in the heart of what I'll call pagan land. It was the land of the Gentiles. And he does not want anyone to know that he's there. And he's just walking along, breathing in the sea air. And here some foreign to Jesus and the disciples woman comes along and accosts him. And women of that day are not even supposed to speak to men in public, let alone accost them, and then shout at them. Yet in her entreaty, she calls him Lord, something that many Jews didn't even call him. And this shows that she's aware that he is known as the Son of David. And in giving him such an honorable salutation, she then pleads with him that demons be cast out from her daughter. Okay, as a foreigner, maybe her face is different, maybe lighter, maybe darker. Doesn't matter. If we were Jesus, through our mind runs a whole litany of things. I've got enough to do. I've got healing of God's chosen people, the Jews, without having to deal with different people too. Teaching, healing, feeding, casting out demons, it's never enough. And now you, woman, want me to help you too? And out of your mouth as Jesus, or my mouth as Jesus, these words are just spewing out. And they don't sound that malicious to us in the Bible, but We have to think about what the words mean. He was basically saying to the woman, enough, enough, let the children be fed first. Because, hey, it's not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. And the children that he's referring to are the chosen children of God, the Israelites, not the Gentiles of Canaan, as this woman is. And therefore, there's a sting in his words. Bottom line, Jesus is saying, lady, you're not good enough for my time. You're not good enough for God's time. So leave me alone and let me get some rest. And putting ourselves in Jesus' shoes, we can see that her different face now looks at you more closely, looks at you defiantly. And you can't avoid her gaze. You definitely cannot send her away in spite of the disciples' words to you. Send her away, they say. Now, she could have turned away, poisoned by the harsh sting of your racist words. Yes, racist. By calling her a dog, Jesus was behaving like a racist. And trust me, you may be shocked, but I did get this term from biblical scholars. Yet, the woman does not turn away. Her daughter is ill. She will not be turned away. She says, sir, even the dogs under the table get to eat the crumbs. And of course, in those days, dogs held little value. They usually ran wild and got dirty. They just lived in the streets. And suddenly, you as Jesus hear the heart of her meaning. Suddenly, even dogs under the table get the crumbs of your sacred food, she's saying to you, your holy healing. What she's really saying is that God's grace is meant for all. Yes, all. And as Jesus, your equilibrium is thrown off because that's not the culture you were brought up in. And your whole world gives way. And you, as Jesus, have been given a learning moment. And this learning moment is profound for us too. Jesus, who for us is the greatest teacher, today, in our scriptures, we find that he's also the greatest learner. Immediately, he realizes that God's grace is in the words of this woman. And immediately, he sees that he has been telling everyone to include everyone, but he hasn't been doing it himself. So we'd better pay attention to this important moment. And as you know, in our world, 2017, this very week, racism is high in our awareness. In watching white supremacists in Virginia, we are horrified at such hatred, such violence, such anger, and such incredible fear. So today, let us find the good news in our Bible story. The good news is that Jesus was forced to look at himself, forced to make change, and so that means that we can all do this, even thousands of years after Jesus learned such a key lesson. We can have God's grace break through our clouded lenses in seeing others as different. Break through this so that we can see the gospel truth and experience a holy learning moment, just as Jesus did, right now. Let us pray. Holy One, teach us that in Jesus, our lineage doesn't matter. Our tribe doesn't matter. Our nationality doesn't matter. Our successes don't matter. Our failures don't matter. Teach us that God's grace, your grace, Holy One, feeds us and heals us, making us new once more. Amen.